Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, Masech des Avos, Perik Dalet, Mischne Dalet. Rabbi Levityas ish Yavna Oimer. Rabbi Levityas, the leader of Yavna, says, Me'oid, me'oid, have a shefal ruach. Be very humble in your demeanor, in your spirit. What does it mean, me'oid, me'oid, very, very? Sagt der Batanura, when it comes to most midos, you pick the middle road. We don't want to be extreme, either way. Except when it comes to gaiva. When it comes to gaiva, you go to the extreme to be modest. Because gaiva is so repulsive, you have to run the other way. Gaiva is something, says the Bat Tanura, that ra'iv b'nei adam, most people stumble into. People aren't naturally geared to stay away from it so much. Everybody loves kavod, and therefore you have to distance yourself even more. The Rambam says, when you have a tendency to go in the wrong direction, you have to go completely in the opposite direction for it to even out. So, ma'oid, ma'oid, have a shefal ruach. You have to be very, very humble when it comes to your ruach. Shatik vas'enesh rima, because what is the hope of man? Worms. Worms? In other words, the Tanna is reminding us, why be arrogant? Nobody lives forever. We're here for a short tour. Hashem gave us a little window here. Chaperein. Torah and mitzvahs. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika says, Kol amachal Hashem shemayim b'seisa. Whoever desecrates the name of Hashem in secret, nifroin mimenu begalui, is punished for it in public. Echad shoigig. V'echad meizid b'chil Hashem, concludes the Mishnah, when it comes to achil Hashem. Whether you did it by mistake or on purpose, both are punished publicly. Let's say I did something and it caused a chil Hashem. I didn't mean to cause a chil Hashem. I still have to do tshuva. If not, I'm punished. I won't be punished like Chas v'Shalom making a chil Hashem on purpose. But it's still something we must do tshuva on. Reb David Hanogit, who was the son of Reb Avram ben Harambam, writes that there was a story by a person who went into his house on a day there was a tiny sibber, and he helped himself to a meal. No one sees him anyway. Suddenly, boom, there was some type of earthquake. Something happened. The house came caving in. They came to get him out, and there he was, sitting with the food all around him, the food still stuck in his mouth. The Kashan Samagat says, people do things they think no one's going to know, and often you know what happens? They themselves wind up telling others. Anyway, getting back to Gaiva, when they came to the Baal Shem Tov, before he was Nifter, they asked, Rebbe, who should we take to replace you? He said, go to someone and ask him, what is the solution not to be a Baal Gaiva? If he tells you, oh, don't worry, do this and do that, don't take him. If he says there's no solution, you have to work on it your whole life, not to be affected by Gaiva, he's the one you should take as your Rebbe.